Welcome to Quick Brain, bite-sized brain hacks for busy people who want to learn faster and achieve more. I'm your coach, Jim Quick.
Free your mind.
Let's imagine if we could access 100% of our brain's capacity.
I wasn't high, wasn't wired, just clear. I knew what I needed to do and how to do it.
I know Kung Fu.
Show me.
Welcome back, Quick Brain, to a very special podcast. Now, in this episode, we're going to talk about 6 steps to winning the next 6 months. This really could be 6 steps towards winning the next 6 weeks, if you will, the next 6 years. We're halfway through the year, but how do you get the most out of the next 6 months? How do you make the previous 6 months, regardless of when you're listening to this, because the same thing would apply. These are timeless principles and tactics I'm going to share with you. How do you make the last 6 months jealous? You know, like that of the next 6 months. And that's what we're going to talk about right now. So I want to talk about steps, very tactical things that new ideas you could look at the way your brain, the way the world is, to get the most out of the next coming months. Okay. Now, here's the thing. I share this story in that maybe there are elements that you could relate to. Everybody's story is different. And when I learned these skills, I met a mentor, and it changed my life. Really, I didn't have that network, if you will, or that education and that knowledge, those skills, those abilities. And that's kind of what a coach does, right? And he made me commit to reading one book a week. And I was as history, I have I had a series of learning disabilities and challenges. It took me years longer to learn how to read, and I never read a book. Anyway, it took me on a path where I eventually discovered these tactics and these strategies on how to win in school, right? How to read 3 times faster, understand more, how to learn languages, facts, figures, improve my memory. And so my grades, as you can imagine, skyrocketed, but I couldn't help but help other people because I was upset. My state was, I was angry because I suffered and I struggled. Anyway, I was thinking, I have to help other people, right? That's why you learn something, how it could help yourself, but you learn it so you could help other people, so other people could benefit. So I was walking when I had that thought, and I saw a room that wasn't being used. And I said, okay, next week at the same day and the same time, I'm going to just put 5 people there for free and just teach them for an hour or two, teach them some of the skills that I'm using that help me with my grades and my study. And I didn't know how to find these people. So when I get back to my dorm room, I take a piece of paper and a black magic marker, and I write free speed reading memory tips, get better grades in less time. But I just put the flyers around. And fast forward to Thursday, 7 o'clock, I start walking to the classroom, and I'm just thinking, I hope 5 people just show up, right? Just 5 people. So I can maybe find 1 or 2 to tutor. And I turn the corner, and outside of the classroom, there's a group of people, like a crowd of people. And my honest thought at that time was, wow, I hope whatever's going on ends soon so I could do my thing, right? And I go to the doorway, and I can't get in because there's this tall guy there. And I was like, what's going on inside? And he looks at me, he's like, there's a speed reading class. And honest to God, my first reaction was, wow, what a coincidence. What are the chances that the same night, the same time, on the same, the day, in the same classroom, there's another speed reading class? And I push my way in. And there's a crowd of people standing in the back, all the seats are taken, and no one's teaching. And it takes all that time for me to realize what you already realize, that they're all there for who? For me, right? Now, by the way, I'm not doing a head count. And I was hoping 5 or 10 people are there. There's 110 people there. And just as a frame of reference, I'm 18 years old. I look younger than that. I'm wearing t-shirts and shorts. I have nothing planned to talk about, like no specific agenda or talking points, because I thought I was just going to have a conversation with 5 people. And there are a lot of older, like they're graduate students there, teaching assistants there. Oh, and I'm phobic of public speaking. Now, I know many of you say you have a fear of public speaking. I'm phobic of public speaking back then. So like my heart's beating out of my chest, right? And I'm sweating, and so I left. And I'm just trying to get my composure, and I'm just thinking, and I hear this voice, and it's my mom's voice. And I won't tell you exactly what she said in my head, but it's like 100 people came out and to learn what you promised them, and you're disappointing them, and you're disappointing me kind of message, right? And I'm doing this walking meditation back to my dorm room, and I don't even realize it, but I stop. And I'm going to encourage you, maybe now is a nice time to stop and to pause. And unconsciously, I take one step towards back to the classroom. One step in another direction can completely change your destination. So I'm going to talk about steps you could take that's going to completely change the next 6 months for you and make the previous 6 months jealous of you, of what you're about to do now. And I go back to the classroom, and honestly, as a memory expert, it's embarrassing to say, I don't remember what I said. I know I opened with an apology to the 100 people that were there, but I talked for like 2 hours straight. And have you ever had just things flow through you, right? I was in that kind of flow state. And I don't remember what I said as a memory expert, but when I was done, I was just like, I don't know if I could help all of you, but I need about 10 hours to teach you what I've learned, you know, maybe a couple hours a week over the next 5 weeks. If you're interested, I'll be in the student center tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and I can answer your questions and we can get you going. And when I get to the student center, that same group of people were there waiting for me. And at the end of 2 hours, a couple hours, 71 of the 100 students signed up for a program that didn't even exist. And that put me on a completely different track, because one of those 71 students, as you read in Limitless, she was a college freshman. She read 30 books in 30 days. And there were books on health and wellness, medicine. And she ended up saving her mom's life of terminal cancer. And when I heard that, I realized that if knowledge is power, learning is your superpower. That if knowledge is power, learning is your superpower. And it's a superpower we all have. And in that moment, I dedicated my life to be able to support people to have their best brain so you can have your brightest future. And that's my mission, no brain left behind. That's what our team does, you know, like tirelessly.
Do you want to be able to remember confidently the information that you hear on this podcast? Do you want to improve your memory to easily and confidently be able to remember names and faces, client information, give a speech without notes, learn another language, remember what you read, and so much more? There's a solution, and I call it your quick recall. In just 15 minutes a day, for 30 days, I've designed the ultimate course, How to Unlock Your Quick Recall. Just go to quickbrain.com/recall. Enter podcast 15 for your immediate discount as a thank you for listening to our show.
So I'm going to give you six in the theme of six, six A's, right? So six A's. And you please say, you jot them down. You probably be able to remember them if you're one of our students. All right. The first A I would say is assess. You need to assess. So assess the previous 6 months. And this is what's it assess. This is where you're making a judgment. You're doing a little bit of an internal audit about something. And so this is where you can't really manage something unless you can measure it. So how were the past 6 months? And you can do this in any area of your life. And I'm going to go through these six quick, because, you know, this is called the quick brain show, right? So do a quick assessment. How were the past 6 months in these areas of your relationships, of your physical health, of your mental intelligence, you know, of your finance, your career, and the areas that are important? Do just a little quick assessment. The second A is I would say and encourage you to accept. All right. After you assess, which you're doing an audit of like where things are, I want you just to accept things, because you can't change it, right? And as part of being accepting of yourself as being content that you are a work in progress, right? That's what you are, but you're accepting and you're accepting what you can't change, which is the past. And you only look back to see how far you've come, right? And so accept what you can't change and change what you can accept. I'll say it again. Accept what you can't change, change what you can't accept. All right. You acknowledge that it's there and then you accept it, that it is what happened, right? Because I feel like that creates a good foundation to move forward. And then what's the third A? You aspire again. All right. And what you're doing is you're seeking to attain or accomplish some new vision for yourself. And, you know, and maybe it's a new particular goal. You want to ascend. You want to be able to soar. Well, what new vision do you have now that you've gone back and you've done this audit and you've accepted things? What do you aspire the next 6 months to look like? And we've done multiple episodes on goal setting versus goal getting, and how to be able to build that big audacious vision for yourself. Because the brain is really organized to be able to be inspired by big thinking, right? But here's the thing that I want you to do. I want you to be able to, the fourth A is I want you to act. This is the big one, right? And so where can you act? Because you know this, right? You know that knowledge is not power. We've talked about it so much. It has the potential to be a lot of power, but all the books, the podcasts, the seminars, the online programs, the Instagram and the Facebook, you know, none of it helps. None of it really works unless you work it, right? None of it works until you do, right? Information without application is just useless. And so how can you act? You know, now that you have aspired, right? What's something that you could do to act? Because remember, knowledge times action equals power. Even when you listen to our show, for every hour you spend on Clubhouse or on Instagram Lives or on podcasts listening, spend another hour putting it to action. All right. That's just fair equation. For every hour you spend learning, for reading or anything else, spend 1 hour actually applying what you just learned. And that's what I would say, that you need to act. Now, here's the actions I would take. 5 and 6, right? So the fifth A I would say is acts. Acts. What does that mean? Acts. Because nothing changes if nothing changes, right? So you have to, you know, act. And there's two ways of acting. You either stop doing something or you start doing something, right? If you're going to act, you either stop doing something, right? You're putting a pause on something or you're going forward with something. And that's what I'm asking you to do. Acts is like you put an axe to it, you cut. Right. And that's what you're doing. You have a to-do list. What's on your not to-do list? What are you going to stop? Just one little simple stop. Stop looking at the phone in the morning or stop looking at the phone at night, right? Stop looking at keep your phone off the dinner table. Maybe you're stopping that. Maybe you're stopping smoking. Maybe you're stop the episode we did on stop the not to-do list. Stop caring what other people think. Stop complaining. Stop comparing. Stop overthinking. Stop self-judgment, right? Re-listen to all those things that we've talked about. Stop eating junk food, right? You know, what do you need to stop? And then I would just say that the last thing besides acts is that's where you add. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're stopping one, but you can't just stop doing something. You have to start doing something else. So you stop one thing. This is what the actions are. You stop one thing, you start another. All right. So what can you add? Because you can't just stop doing something, right? You have to fill that void. So what are you going to replace, you know, binge watching that show on? Maybe you're going to replace it with reading. Maybe you're going to just replace it. You know, maybe you're going to stop sub-vocalization and you're in your reading skills. Stop back skipping, right? Stop multitasking, right? But maybe you're going to start doing something else. Maybe you're going to start meditating. Maybe you're going to start brushing your teeth with the opposite hand. A lot of you went through our limitless challenge, right? Maybe you're going to start cold showers, right? Whatever it happens to be, just own it, right? So that's it. Stop one, start one. You got it? Take out a piece of paper right now and just jot down the 6 things. What are the 6 A's? All right. And teach it to somebody else because that's where you get to what? You get to learn it twice. All right. Here, just remember this. There are some things, if you're going through challenges during this time, the past 6 months have been challenging for you. There are some things you can only learn in a storm. And you've heard me say this before, you know, stay strong, focus on what you can do, control the controllables, and know that the clouds will soon part. There is sunshine, I promise you, behind those clouds. And not all storms come to disrupt your life. right? Just remember that. Some come to be able to clear your path. And you might not see it today. Sometimes things take time. You might not see it tomorrow. But I hope you look back, maybe it'll be 6 months from now, right? And or maybe it'll be 6 years, and you're going to be absolutely perplexed. Maybe you're going to be in this amazing shock, amazing awe, actually positive, by how every little thing just kind of added up and brought you somewhere incredible. And remember that big things, you know, they have small beginnings. I couldn't even imagine looking back 30 years from now when I started this, that it would take me on the road that it has. And it hasn't been a direct line by any stretch, you know, peaks and valleys. But, you know, my inspiration really was my desperation. And remember that every pro was once an amateur. Every expert was once a beginner, and that there's a version of ourselves that we haven't met yet. So just keep on working hard, keep on showing up, keep on learning until you're introduced. All right. That's my message for all of you everywhere. Be too optimistic to scare, too positive to doubt, be too determined to be defeated. Every journey begins with a single step. In any moments, we have two options. We step forward or we step back. We step forward into growth, into possibility, or we retreat and we step back, you know, trying to be safe. But today it's hard to play safe. And sometimes the smallest step in the right direction ends up being like the biggest step, you know, sometimes the leap of our lives. And there's maybe it's not a big leap. You know, there's no gigantic step. Maybe it's just a lot of little steps. Remember, little by little, a little becomes a lot. And you're one step closer every single day. This is your brain coach, Jim Quick. I want to thank you for listening to me in this rant. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you share this. Take a screenshot if you like. And what I want you to do is tag me in it and share just one thing you're going to do. What's your word for the next 6 months? What's one thing you're going to do to upgrade your learning, to upgrade your life?
Want to double your brain speed and memory power? If you'd like to learn rapidly and get ahead faster, I'd like to give you my brand new Quick Brain Accelerator program. You will discover exactly what I teach my clients to learn, read, and remember anything in half the time. There is no charge. It's my gift to you for being one of our subscribers. That's kwikbrain.com. Growing up struggling with learning challenges from a childhood brain injury, it's been my life's mission to help you have your very best brain so you can win more every single day. Now, want more Quick Brain? Here are four ways to fast-track your results and lock in what you just learned into your long-term memory. Remember FAST, F-A-S-T. The F stands for Facebook. You're not alone on this journey. I invite you to join our free private online group. There you can connect with me, your fellow brain lovers, links to resources, and even submit your questions for me to answer in future episodes. Go to quickbrain.com. That's K-W-I-K-brain.com. The A stands for apply. Act on what you learned today. Remember, knowledge is not power, it's potential power. It only becomes power when you use it. So use what you just learned. The S stands for subscribe. Don't miss the next episode and other free brain training. And finally, the T stands for teach. You want to learn faster now? The key is to lock it in right away by teaching it to someone else. When you teach something, you get to learn it twice. Here's a simple way to do that. Leave a review on iTunes. Leave a review with your biggest takeaway from this episode. You could also post and share this podcast on your social media. It helps us spread our mission of building better, brighter brains. And of course, tag us so our team can properly thank you. Hashtag QuickBrain, K-W-I-K brain. Mine is at Jim Quick, K-W-I-K, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So, what does FAST stand for? Facebook, apply, subscribe, teach. I'll see you in our next episode of Quick Brain. Until then, remember, you are faster and smarter than you think.